So, Brendan, as a guy that is with an organization that is advocating for limited government, limited spending, how do you view all of this?
Oh, it's just another example of how I wouldn't trust Congress not only to run a railroad, but to run anything. they don't know how to do a budget. They don't have any spending control or restraints at all. We're kind of with Rand Paul on this one. You know, this is a bipartisan problem that goes back a long time. We've seen our national debt increase to over $30 trillion over the years. It gets worse and worse. There's no sense of balancing the budget or getting the books in order or taking care of the American tax dollar. They can't get anything right. So here we are again, you know, careening from one crisis to another, it seems like. But Congress can just never get this right. It happens all the time, and I think the American people are kind of fed up with it.
Well, and Brendan, when you said, and you're exactly right, national debt's over $31 trillion now, isn't this process a contributor to it? Because you feel like if you had some sane, normal budgetary process, people could maybe fashion a budget that was a little bit more reasonable, but here you just got to keep promising spending until everyone agrees we're not going to shut the government down. It seems to me, and what's your view on this, that this is a contributor to the problem?
It absolutely is, and this is just discretionary spending, right? So this is not even the mandatory spending, which is really, what, 70% of the budget now, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Those entitlements that haven't been dealt with, that haven't been reformed, and need to be reformed to really get the budget under control and to reduce the debt and the deficit. So we're not even talking about that. They can't even get the discretionary spending down to a reasonable amount. I think this is a $1.7 trillion bill, essentially, that they're debating. And, yeah, it's just atrocious, and I think that there's a much better way to do this, and it's to go back to regular order and get things done the right way. Again, this is something that Senator Paul's been talking about, and we really enjoy watching his comments, and we couldn't agree with him more.
So, Brendan, what is the reason? Like you said, they just can't get this done. What do you think is the main reason behind it?
Well, I think it's just a combination of dysfunction and incompetence, and there's probably a little bit of partisan bickering in there as well, but it's one of those things. Congress can only act and only get everybody to move in the same direction when they create a crisis or they feign a crisis, and then they can say, oh, we've got to do this, and it's imperfect, but this is the only thing to keep the government going. And they use the shutdown as a scare tactic. But, you know, frankly, we've been through government shutdowns before, and it hasn't, you know, caused major problems. It hasn't ended, you know, it hasn't ended the country or hurt the economy in a real way. It's just been a bump in the road, a blip on the radar. And so I'm not saying we should shut the government down. I don't think we should do that necessarily, but they just use that as a way to, you know, put fear into the system and convince people that we must do this. And then that's when everybody throws in all of the, you know, thousands of earmarks and pork barrel projects and so-called Christmas ornaments. And it's just a total mess.
So, Brendan, you referenced a couple of times what Rand Paul had to say today. Talk to me about that. What did he have to say? And certainly he's been a person that's tried to solve this problem in the past, right?
He has been, yeah. And he joined in with some other conservative and pro-liberty legislators in the Senate, like Senator Lee and Senator Johnson from Wisconsin. And they've been talking about how they're opposed to this idea and this bill as it stands. And they took a stand, a principled stand against the leadership of both parties. And they said, whoa, nobody's going to read this thing. It's 3,000 pages long, this omnibus that's coming. There's over 7,500 earmarks in it. It spends way too much money, and nobody's even going to have the opportunity to drill down and look at what's in it. And that's just no way to run government. That's no way to be good stewards of the American tax dollar. And so they're saying, slow down, get back to regular order, break these things up, break the appropriations up into 12 different bills and move it that way and have a vote on it that way. But this idea of just jamming everything together and forcing this crisis on us is just no way for Congress to operate.
Brendan Steinhauser, Chief Strategy Officer, Young Americans for Liberty. Brendan, important comments.